The Iditarod Trail Committee's Board of Directors wants to set up a kennel management program. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, the move aims to set up new guidelines and counteract negative press.
Mushers who qualify for and race in the Iditarod are already expected to maintain standards of care for their animals and kennels, but many of those guidelines are fuzzy, outdated, and due for review. Now, the Iditarod's board is establishing an advisory committee made up of prominent mushers to begin drafting more specific standards for kennel management.
There needed to be a better way to communicate what was really happening in our Iditarod kennels.
Chaz St. George is ITC's operations director. He says board members have been considering setting up kennel management standards for several years. One of the motivating factors is a change over the last decade in how mushers run their dog lots, including more year-round training and tourism outside of the winter race season. St. George says the committee also wants to counter negative press leveled at the Iditarod and mushing community from animal rights activists.
This actually all began after the film Sled Dogs first came out. And we recognized right away that this film was literally attacking kennels, sled dog kennels that were used in tourism, and then trying to effectively show that there's a link there to Iditarod teams that run this race.
The hope is that the advisory group will have plans ready for implementing the kennel management program by June of 2018, as mushers are beginning to register for the next year's race. St. George says the particulars of the proposal don't yet exist.
What you're asking me is how's this going to look, and I can't give you a definite how this is going to look.
In recent years, with dozens of mushers entering the Iditarod from around the globe, lower 48 states, and kennels in many far-flung parts of Alaska, policing dog lots for bad behavior is practically impossible for the Iditarod Trail Committee's small permanent staff. According to St. George, what's envisioned by the board of directors is less like a regulatory body with agents monitoring for compliance. Instead, the advisory group is more likely to come up with a set of best practices and guidelines for mushers, veterinarians, handlers, and community members. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.
In other Iditarod news, trail officials say it's still too early to know if they'll be forced to modify the race's planned route because of snow conditions. The board of directors voted in May to break precedent and have the race follow its southern route in both 2018 and 2019. Typically, the event alternates between a northern path going through middle Yukon communities like Galena and a southern route through the historic Iditarod checkpoint and several communities in the Yukon-Koyukuk census area. Poor snow conditions in sections of the Alaska Range in 2015 and 17 led to alternate routes that skipped those communities. Race officials hope back-to-back Iditarods through the area will help restore relationships and checkpoint protocols with residents.